Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow down, down.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Patrick Henry's our guest, our new friend, soon to be not new friend. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's got a new book called Plan, Commit, Win. Folks, he's been down the road. He's been to town. He knows how, he knows what he's talking about when it comes to starting and growing a business. He's done it. He's doing it right now. And I encourage you to find his book, Plan, Commit, Win, wherever books are sold. It's all about getting started and getting your business on the right track. Speaking of tracks, Patrick, and thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on your book. Speaking of tracks, I'm going. I believe the majority of my folks listening are more likely to be Main Street startups than the scaling startup.
Okay.
So I would like for this particular segment, and we'll get you back again, and we'll do some more of these if you're willing, because we like.
That'd be awesome.
We like the way you come across. I would like for you to help us get a small business, a Main Street startup, get them on their 90-day track. Where would you start?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff in the book, I mean, so I talk about this hierarchy for raising outside capital. When startups approach me for investment or for advisory services, and advisory services are typically looking for me to introduce them to my network of VCs and angel investors. But they may have a presentation, investor presentation, and they're lacking a lot of the fundamental things that really should be in that investors would be interested in. And a lot of those same things that our investors are interested in are things you should be doing that are just solid business practices when you're building and running and growing a business. So the first thing in that hierarchy is intelligent ideation. And I would encourage any small business owner or somebody thinking about starting a business just to start there. And, you know,
tell us what that means.
When I meet with business owners and entrepreneurs and company founders, I ask them a standard set of questions just about their business. And I've got this six-step screening process that I outline in the book that you can do on your own. You know, it really deals with, you know, do you have a unique value proposition? What's your sustainable competitive advantage over time? You know, what is this an intersection of your passion, your domain expertise, and a big market opportunity, and a solution that provides a unique value proposition. You know, and then I've got this kind of market size, market growth test, you know, not as critical for a small to medium-sized business owner, or a Main Street business owner, as you call it. And then the, you know, customer refinement test, where you have this dialogue with customers and make sure that you're kind of the scientific method, you know, state a hypothesis, test the hypothesis, and see if what you're saying is accurate or not.
Right.
So a lot of entrepreneurs don't even do that basic stuff, and they start a business, and they say, "This, you know, the dogs aren't eating the dog food.
Right.
The customers aren't interested in what I'm doing."
Well, here's why what you're talking about is so important, folks. What Patrick's telling you here is so important. If you can't answer these questions reasonably well, and I'm not going to tell people that they got to be spot on. They got to knock they don't have to knock every question out of the park with a solid gold answer. But if you can't address, if you have no idea what the question means, then you're probably whatever time, energy, and capital you're going to put in your business is probably in jeopardy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about, I think the big thing is about problem solution. You know, what problem are you solving for a real customer that's willing to pay for it?
Right.
And it's got to be a pretty big, important problem for that customer for them to pay you for it.
Right.
And it's just some of those basic things some entrepreneurs don't do, but at least, and you're familiar with kind of that four-quadrant system where you go from unconscious incompetence,
right.
you don't even know that you don't know, to conscious competent,
all that. Yep.
So, but at least a screening process like this gets you out of that quadrant where you don't even know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start doing something about it.
If you're a don't-know squared, you don't know that you don't know. then you're screwed.
You are. It's a big.
you're going to be roadkill real quick.
Exactly. So that's the starting point, and then as you start building and scaling your business, there's other tools in there about, you know, strategic planning and building an annual operating plan and having a budget and mm-hmm. you know, measuring your results and some basics about how to build a team and how to execute. So
now let me
all
stick
those
something.
Fundamentals are important for small businesses as well, medium-sized businesses.
We have to stick in here right now, Patrick, that what we're talking about here now is time. Time,
yeah.
Time and patience. So if you wake up on Monday morning and you're committed to having your own small business by Friday, then you're probably, you know, that this is where people fail. This is how people fail. So if you're thinking about starting, if you're getting the desire to start a small business, you need to be reading books like Patrick's and others and letting them and answering these questions so that over time, over the next 6 months, over the next year, as you continue to work your job, hopefully, you can start answering these questions and start filling in the blanks. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, it's interesting. I recently wrote an article for Entrepreneur Magazine, and you know, some of that, as well as some additional information, is in the introduction of Plan, Commit, Win. But you know, I did this consolidation of all these studies out there about, you know, why do startups succeed and why do most of them fail?
Yep.
And part of this is, you know, having a plan. There's a big debate over this: should you have a plan? Should you not have a plan? To me, there's no debate. The evidence is you have to have a plan.
You got to have.
You're constantly in planning mode. My book would just be called Plan. Not just
plan, but planning, right? Hey, Patrick, I need your website quickly one more time.
Yeah, it's questfusion.com.
Thanks, Patrick. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.